Right, it's that time of the morning where we cross to Gail Edmonds to get her take on a new movie, a new flick, something that's either appearing at the cinema or on your sort of your streaming services. Good morning to you, lovely Gail.
Hi, Sarah Jane. And you're definitely not eating enough Marmite, just saying.
You know what? I'm such a fan of Marmite, but I like it very sparingly. Very, very sparingly.
Because I also love Marmite, and I eat a big one regularly. Like, I would have, that's about three a year of the big ones.
Really? Three a year of the big ones? That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Well, I bought a big, I love that we're now talking about Marmite. I bought a big jar because I finally got hold of one at great expense, I have to say. So I'm thinking that probably when we have this conversation again in 2022, I'll still be working my way through this enormous jar of Marmite. Love it. Right.
Sorry.
There's 6 minutes to the headlines. Yeah, 6 minutes to headlines and 6 minutes to midnight. That's the movie. Go.
Yeah. I actually ventured out to the movies because I fancied it. Because it's Judi Dench and Eddie Izzard, both actors I really like.
I love them. I love them.
And Eddie Izzard co-wrote this with Andy Goddard, who you will remember was the director of Downton Abbey.
Okay.
So I couldn't resist. And it's also an almost footnote in history, the story, which I had never heard before, and I'm sure most people haven't. But in 1932, an Anglo-German boarding school for, a finishing school for German, sort of high-ranking daughters of German families were sent to this English school where they learn Shakespeare, diction, deportment, and how to be the ideal of German womanhood.
Oy.
And it's fascinating in Bexhill-on-Sea.
Oh, yes. And I know Bexhill-on-Sea.
Yes. So 17 days before the start of World War II, the English teacher from the school disappears, and another teacher, Mr. Miller, played by Eddie Izzard, arrives, obviously to discover what has happened to the previous teacher and to find out what sort of thing is going on. Of course, it's all spies and chasers, but it's really beautifully done. It's filmed in Wales.
Mm.
Judi Dench is she's the headmistress of the school, and she's delighted to be helping the relations between Germany and England, and of course with war boiling in the background. It's a fascinating little piece of history that I really knew nothing about. And the teacher, there's a very limited number of children. It's about 15 children. They're young girls, probably in the region of about 16, 17 years old. They've got Judi Dench's character, the headmistress, and then there's a young German teacher, Ilse Keller, who's played by Carla Jury, and she sort of takes them for a Morgan swim, you know, and they get into the sea and they swim about, and she gives them exercises, and it's all very healthy and not very healthy, obviously, because as the clouds roll in, so too does the sort of propaganda and Zichiles and so on. And it's actually a really interesting film because it's obviously a spy film because Mr. Miller's been sent to discover what on earth is going on. But it's really, it's 99 minutes, short, sharp, really lovely, well done, thoroughly enjoyable. One of those sort of little British films that always surprise you and are very entertaining, engaging. And this school apparently lasted until 1939, and then so it had a sort of 7-year lifespan, and then it was decided it wasn't a very good idea.
No.
Anyway, so I won't spoil the story because it really is an interesting little suspense thriller. But really worth, if you are thinking of venturing out in the rainy weather, I do recommend it.
I'm a huge fan of anything Judi Dench. You know, she could fart into a paper bag and I'd go and see it. what an awful image. I'm sure she doesn't. Not Dame Judi.
Never.
But Eddie Izzard, and I was saying this earlier in the show, I came to know Eddie Izzard, of course, from his stand-up probably more than 20 years ago now. But his work as a dramatic actor, I have been absolutely blown away by. I think he is an extraordinary talent.
Yeah, so good. Absolutely, as you say, so surprisingly good. Like anything you do see him in, especially when you consider his kind of brand of stand-up,
yes,
can be very restrained. and just wonderful. And of course, he and Judy Dench were in Victoria and Abdul together.
Oh, of course,
so this is sort
yes.
of something of a reunion for them. And you're right. He actually really does fantastic dramatic work when you consider how he started out.
Yeah.
And he was in that fantastic film. Oh, what was it called, about the skier? Was it Eddie the Eagle?
Was he in that?
I think he was.
Who did he play? Did he play Eddie?
Yes.
Did he?
Okay. Yes.
All right. You know what I also love about Eddie Izzard, and I just find this fascinating. He is someone who, I think he's probably one of the most determined people on earth. Not only did he run, didn't he do like 365 marathons or something? And it might not have been that.
He did
a lot of marathons day after day. Yeah, a lot. More than I've ever done. And he also has done his stand-up in three different languages. He learnt French. He learnt German. I think he's also which can you imagine?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, honestly, do a bit of a Google once we come off air, Gail. How extraordinary is that? He learnt, and it's one thing to be funny in your mother tongue because the nuance of but the nuance of language
and timing,
to then extraordinary. He's done stand up in certainly French and German, and I think there might
Amazing.
Even be another language. Yeah, he's incredible. I find him fascinating just as an individual. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be giving that one a watch.
Well worth going to see. I recommend it.
Yeah, going to go and see it. Lovely stuff. Thanks so much, Gail. We'll chat again next week.
Cheers. Bye, Sarah Jane.